Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist and Jim Gilbert. We are still awaiting his phone call, so we hope he's listening and we'll call directly. But in the meantime, I got to mention that two sponsors for this show that make it happen, and that's Cardinal Corner and those folks down near Jordan, Minnesota that make By the Yard patio furniture. They keep this show going, and we certainly do appreciate it. Well, we've had some strange weather, of course, this summer. And some of it can not only be hard on us, but it's hard on our feathered friends as well. So Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner want me to remind you to make sure you do a couple of things to keep them happy. Keep clean, fresh water out for them, not only to drink, but to bathe in. And clean those bird feeders and bird houses regularly. And the freshest bird seed you will find anywhere, you'll find it at Cardinal Corner. And by the way, if you haven't signed up for the monthly newsletter at Cardinal Corner, it's free. Do that. Just get online at cardinalcorner.com. Pay them a visit. If you need any kind of a gift idea, stop in, see the ladies at Cardinal Corner. Give you all sorts of gift ideas. By the way, Cardinal Corner is open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Here's their phone number, 651-455-6556, or as I said, online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Well, happy Sunday morning to you from the fair, Jim Gilbert.
Oh, boy, you're out there. Did Tony come with you this morning?
Tony has been aiding me, yes. We're sharing some coffee as we speak, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, hi, Tony. I'm glad you're there with your dad. This is great.
I want him to do this permanently. Yeah. I need an assistant.
Yes, I'll bet you do. Oh. There's a lot to do out there.
Yeah, it's cloudy, not raining right now here in the fair.
Well, I have to tell you, weather generally travels from west to east. It's 90% clear here in Waconia. We're
about
40 miles west of the fairgrounds. Okay. And the clouds are in the east. So we're about 90% clear, 58 degrees, lots of dew though. And so when you're out walking on the lawn, you know, it's really, really wet out there. And interestingly enough, this morning I heard a red squirrel chattering and a ringnecked pheasant calling. So that was my wildlife sounds from this morning. Say, last evening, Sandy and I attended a wedding celebration for Lauren Bresnahan and David Shilcott. And they were at the Sovereign Estates Vineyard, which is about a mile from our home on the north side of the lake. Lauren grew up as our next-door neighbor, and she's one of the North Shore kids who love living on the edge of Lake Waconia. So it was just so much fun to be at that celebration. And I also found out that this is a good grape year. In fact, excellent grape year. Grapes look great in their vineyard. Sun rose this morning, 6:29. Sunset, 7:58. So last night was our last 8 p.m. sunset since way back April 16th. We haven't had a sunset before 8 p.m. since April 15th. That's 4 months and 12 days ago. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 13 hours, 29 minutes of daylight. We have lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 20 minutes since last Sunday, and 2 hours and 7 minutes is the total daylight lost since June 20th. our summer solstice, the first day of astronomical summer, and the longest daylight period of the year. We still have 4 hours and 42 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, our winter solstice. The normal high for today is 79, the normal low is 60. Records for today, August 27th, in the Twin Cities, high 99, set 91 years ago, 1926. The record low, only 42, set 130 years ago, 1887. The most precipitation or most rain we received on this date was in 1978, 39 years ago, 2.8 inches of rain fell in the Twin Cities. We have a new waxing crescent moon, saw it last evening. Today, it will rise at 12:41 this afternoon, p.m., and sets tonight at 11:17. This coming Tuesday, the 29th of August, is our first quarter moon, and Wednesday, September 6th, is our next full moon. Lots of things happening outdoors right now. The southern Minnesota sweet corn harvest is in full swing, and they've got some great sweet corn out at the state fair. Minnesota is number one in sweet corn production in the U.S. Ripe wild grapes offer hikers a refreshing snack, and I've been snacking them as I've been walking. Also, wild plums are ripe and good eating. I've been eating the juicy, ripe wild plums on my daily walks for a week now. The wild plum, also called American plum, is a small, fast-growing, colony-forming native tree. It is common throughout southern and western Minnesota, even up into the central part of Minnesota in the hardwoods. It's found along fence rows, forest edges, open fields, and even along roadsides. The plums can be eaten raw, cooked as sauce, or made into a jam or jelly or even wine. Wild plums were used extensively by American Indians, who often dried them for winter by cutting them open, removing the center stones, and spreading them out in the sun to dry. Wow. Giant sunflowers are blooming in gardens. Gardeners are busy harvesting melons, carrots, eggplants, leeks, broccoli, cucumbers, tomatoes, sweet corn, beets, and potatoes. I haven't even made it to the horticulture building. Did you get over there yet, Denny?
Not yet. I hope to have more time today. I was busy yesterday, but today I should be nice and free.
Yeah, I was really busy the first day I was there, too, and couldn't do a thing, but we're coming back, so we'll get to see it. Anyway, dahlias, roses, rudbeckia, those are like the black-eyed Susans, hostas, purple coneflowers, Russian sage. These are some of the blooming perennials in gardens right now. About 30,000 black bears live in the northern part of the state and are now feasting on ripe wild raspberries, blueberries, sarsaparilla berries, and other native fruits. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report. And by the way, I should mention that this is a peak time for beekeepers to extract honey. They have been extracting honey just the last few days, in fact, the last couple of weeks off and on. But Ray said that they have been getting, averaging 100 pounds of honey per hive. They got 11 hives. Last year, they averaged 25 pounds per hive, and so this has been a very good honey season for the Simons. Their Honeycrisp apples are ripening fast now, and they'll be able to pick some this week. In fact, they ate one already, and it was pretty good. American goldfinches are the most numerous of the bird feeder birds at this time, and goldfinches like thistle and sunflower seeds at their feeding station. I should mention that the 2018 editions of the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide calendars are now out and available in bookstores at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, Wild Bird Store in Waconia, and, of course, at the Minnesota State Fair. I'll be at the Freshwater Society booth. It's right in front of the Carol Evan Red Barn, signing weather guides tomorrow and Tuesday from 11 to 3.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah. I met a lot of people when we were out there last, opening day.
And that really is a labor of love, that publication. Really is something.
No, it is. I have to just say, literally hundreds of people contribute to that, information to that, to get that going. This is the 41st edition.
41st, wow.
Yeah, 41st.
Say, I tell you who's been around a lot, maybe not quite that, maybe half that time, but it's hard to believe that By the Art Furniture has been at the State Fair for 22 years. How about that?
Oh, has it really?
I did not know it. It didn't seem that long, but we've been talking about it for many years. And yes, they're at the Merchandise Mart. So if you're coming to the fair and you want to see this patio furniture that Jim and I have told you about for so many years, head over there. It's not far from the food building, so it's another good location. But the Merchandise Mart, but they've got a great. This is really the time of year you get such a great deal. You can save 10% on new furniture and discounted delivery. $25, they'll deliver that furniture anywhere in the lower 48. Unbelievable. It's really substantial furniture, as Jim and I know from experience. 20% to 50% off selected display items. You can get on the web, buytheyard.net, for that list of display items that are available. But the good news, Jim, we say this every year, you don't have to come to the fair to get the same deal at By the Art. Get to that showroom. Jim and I love that showroom. Gorgeous. So many ideas down there in 169. But don't miss this sale. I'll give you a phone number. A lot of folks call after Jim's show. Again, come to the fair, go to the Merchandise Mart, or get on the web, buytheyard.net, or give them a call, like a lot of folks do after Jim's show. 952-492-2777, or again, buytheyard.net. Get that catalog and come to the Merchandise Mart.
Well, you know, Sandy had the chance to walk around when I was writing on weather guides and visiting with the people, but she said that their display is really nice.
Really, you see so many choices there.
Yeah.
So check it out. They're such great people. Still a
Merchandise Mart.
Still a family-run business. What else do you have, Jim?
Well, across the state, the green prime is ending, and we see tinges and patches of fall colors. Not a lot in some neighborhoods, more in others, but we do see the change. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report seeing some fall color on maple trees in that area. And as they drove north to the Ely area the last couple of days, they saw even more color on the maples. At Berryhead State Park, Berryhead Lake State Park, that's right near Ely, they saw red fruit on the bunchberry plant. And close to home at Cicada Lake State Park, Jack and the Pulpit plants have bright red clusters of berries. Richard and Don Young from Fridley are serving as campground hosts at Lake Bemidji State Park. They report that sumac shrubs are displaying some brilliant reds. Red squirrels are busy gathering pine cones from the red pine trees to gather those seeds. Ruby-throated hummingbirds are more active at the feeders, and with fewer campers during the week, a pair of pileated woodpeckers are very active in the campground area. Got to grab another sheet of paper. There's so many things that people have given me lately. Julie Brophy from Victoria said that they saw their first of the season migrating monarch butterfly actually heading south, straight south, yesterday. They also said that more ruby-throated hummingbirds are being seen in the garden, and they're noticing that they're nectaring mostly on cardinal flower and jewelweed. Kim and Lori McInthune, who live just south of Waconia, report that this past Tuesday, August 22nd, was the beginning of the feeding frenzy for ruby-throated hummingbirds at their place. Last year, the feeding frenzy began on August 19th. It's hard to estimate how many hummingbirds they have coming to their feeders, you know, maybe a couple hundred. But they must fill their 12, and these are fairly large feeders, with sugar water every day. So that gives us some idea. We've got a lot of hummingbirds there. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report sumac shrubs are starting to turn. Tennessee and Wilson warblers and sanderling and stilt sandpipers are some of the migrants that we're going through this past week. A wildflower called Indian pipe is blooming in the River Bend Nature Center in the forest there. Now, Indian pipe is a remarkable forest plant. It's usually 4 to 6 inches tall with nodding pipe-shaped flowers that look as if they were modeled, the whole plant, modeled from white wax. Occasionally, they're pink. They always turn black if picked and dried. This flowering plant has no green pigment, so it lives in partnership with a fungus. Keith and Cheryl Radel from Faribault saw a giant swallowtail butterfly flying around their yard this past Thursday, August 24th. It was a newly emerged one, and so it was in excellent condition. And they said it's been years since they saw their last giant swallowtail butterfly, and that, by the way, Minnesota's largest butterfly. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior, report that few flowers are open at the top of the fireweed. Now, fireweed blooms from the bottom of this cluster up, and when the last flower is out, it signifies the end of summer. In northern Minnesota, that's also true in Alaska. Now, the last few days, this is last week, migrating warblers have been coming through by the hundreds. About a dozen species they saw, in fact, they saw a dozen species 2 different days in a row, are these tiny songsters moving through in numbers. Tennessee, magnolia, black and white, bay-breasted, Wilson's, black-throated, blue, yellow, Canada. These are some of the warblers that they have been seeing. I think it was last night or maybe the night before, but Mary Brislance went out to put peanut butter out and some sunflower seeds for the flying squirrels. One of them jumped from a tree, glided across their yard, and landed right on her shoulder and jumped up on the feeder.
What a sight that would have been.
I know.
Well, you know what, Jim? I just see the clock, and they're giving me the hook here. Out of time.
All right.
But let's have a good now, where are you going to be again? You're going to be Monday, Tuesday, where?
At the, the Care 11 Pavilion, which is called the Red Barn.
Oh, sure.
But right in front of that, we have a booth for the weather guide put out by Freshwater Society. And I'll be there Monday and Tuesday from 11 to 3 to sign weather guides.
Good deal, Jim. Well, we'll talk 1 week from today then, huh?
Look forward to it.
Me too. Thanks a lot, Jim Gilbert.
Bye.
Back next Sunday for more of Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.